Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Well, we thought life would somewhat be back to normal after a horrible 2020 was over when, and then we have the announcement of Phase 2 heightened alert, and it was a reality check to many of us. COVID-19 slipped past countries' defenses, defied some vaccinations, and evolved into other infectious strains and variants that can even go airborne. Well, outbreaks will be inevitable every time we reopen our economy, especially if we stop upgrading our defenses. And that's why disinfection technology is becoming faster and better with local SME EcoSparks. Now, EcoSparks was founded in 2009 and specializes in lighting technologies for a variety of industries and has launched its first in-house LED UVC air and surface disinfection solution to help Singapore in its fight against COVID-19. So how can such technology help businesses amidst a pandemic? Well, we're going to find out more now with Cliff Tong, the CEO of EcoSparks, joining me on the phone line. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Timothy. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about EcoSparks. First of all, tell me more about the company.
EcoSparks technology emits an ultraviolet spectrum, which is invisible to our eyes, but has the power to deactivate viruses and bacteria from the surfaces by destroying the DNA and also RNA of the exposed pathogens. So this will allow extra layer of protection at the ease of both businesses and their patrons. The technology is effective while keeping us safe, and it is easy to operate and produce no toxic.
So Cliff, when you mentioned there invisible UV light, is this, so it's invisible, it's not those violet UV lights that we are used to seeing?
No.
Okay.
Sunlight produces ultraviolet A, B, and C.
Okay.
However, only A and B reaches the surface Earth. However, ultraviolet C will be blocked by the ozone atmosphere.
Okay.
And so what we have seen in the market today for ultraviolet C are all mainly artificial light source that produced by either mercury light or we now have LED.
Okay. So what made you at EcoSparks get into disinfection technology?
Because since the pandemic, we have seen many sanitizations and also disinfection technologies being taken as the immediate approach to tackle the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But we have seen that all these disinfection technologies or sanitizations are not that effective as we expected. And many studies has claimed that sanitization has in fact produces some problems to people with respiratory issues and also asthma. So to certain extent, many studies has claimed that we have actually over-sanitized using sprays and also sanitization. That is why we need to continuously to look at how new technologies could actually help us in tackling the pandemic by introducing new technology.
So what would the benefits be in regards to your air and surface disinfecting solution, Cliff? What would the benefits be for businesses who are reopening as we speak?
Okay, since many businesses were locked down for Singapore's circuit breaker, and other lockdowns in other countries with tightening government restrictions, many businesses has been approaching us in using this as an opportunity to upgrade their defenses against the virus in preparation for reopening once restrictions are lifted.
Okay.
So it actually produces or provide a safe environment while their patrons are visiting their premises. So, like, for example, F&B restaurant, office premises where we see during phase three that you have seen more people going back to offices, fitness centers, and many more other areas.
Okay. Are there gaps, do you think, in Singapore's defenses against COVID-19? And does your air and surface disinfection solution fill that gap in some way? Because as a business owner myself, we've been getting memos from the shopping center to open the doors and windows regularly, for example, to keep the air circulating. Would a system like this help in that aspect?
Yes. Well, our solutions, in particularly for air disinfections, so we provide a 24/7 disinfection through producing controlled UVC field at the upper air to continuously cleansing the air while we are carrying out our daily activities.
Okay.
Our surface disinfection technology, however, produces another layer of disinfection if the businesses having the luxury of pocket of times or intervals between sessions,
mm-hmm.
for example, places of worship, fitness centers. So it could actually help to provide an extra layer of protection in addition to what we are doing on a daily basis on sanitization. It is less human reliance on using such technology.
So, Cliff, what is next for disinfection technology?
Okay, I would like to give my insight on how we could actually change the SOP in terms of cleaning and also disinfection.
Okay.
While we have seen in many recent new clusters in Singapore, whereby many frontliners, for example, particularly for cleaners, getting infected by COVID-19 virus. So having technology in place could certainly help our frontliner and also helping them in changing their SOP while protecting them rather than we send them to combat the viruses at first. So we could actually do something in the front before we have our cleaners and also other frontliners to carry out their job safely.
All right, Cliff, thank you very much for sharing your insights with us. Cliff Tong, CEO of EcoSparks, talking about the future of disinfection technology. Now that we are all learning to coexist with COVID-19, it is more important than ever to disinfect, and hopefully with disinfection technology, everything will be disinfected just the way it should be.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.